and usually around Thursday or Friday, things start just flying.
Yeah,
you can't catch up. Anyway, we're good to go, brother.
All right,
we're good to go. We're just doing a podcast blast today. Anyway,
yeah.
Crazy times. I've been chatting away, doing a lot of podcasts, talking about different things. What's on? What's going on your end? Anything pressing?
Well, it's something I found throughout the week. The album by Ice Cube called Lethal Injection from 1993.
I know that one.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go through it a bit. Because firstly, the release date was December 7th. So that's 12/7. What was the same date as Pearl Harbor? And the buildings that came down on 9/11 were buildings 1, 2, and 7. Okay. The record, the album is 56 minutes long. So the big 56 number. It is 56 and 21 seconds. So you can compress the 3, 2 and 1 to 3, the 5 and 6 to 11. And that 113, you'll see in a lot of kids' cartoons, 113A, or is it A113? So that's a really big occult number. You then got to, like, think, hang on a second, so we've got Lethal Injection, sorry, and 1993. So you got the 19, and then you've got the 93. 93, you've got 93 million miles away from the, we are away from the sun. 93 was one of the planes that hit one of the, I think one of the buildings. But yeah, 93 is a massive number as well. So this thing couldn't be more coded in than what you can poke a stick at. You've got the songs at The Shot, Cave Bitch, What Can I Do? You Know How We Do It is another one. I mean, this here, When I Get to Heaven, I mean, this is the truth in plain sight. This is absolutely coded of codes. So we're now talking that the Lethal Injection is the kill shot coming, and that you've got 9/11, 19 hijackers, 19 years later we've got COVID-19, and is this Lethal Injection the next 9/11? But it won't be 19 years after. It'll be part of what was we go back to the Spanish flu, which was 102 years before COVID-19. Remember, 201 is the event, 201, so 102 is a reflection of. So I've just found that very interesting. It's all in plain sight. It's all being put to us in songs, in new videos, in movies. It's all there to see people. They just put it out there. The truth is in plain sight.
Yeah. It's been a lot of those that we've talked about in there. There's I can't remember the one. I think it's an older one with the black rapper guy standing in front of the Twin Towers talking about them coming down. There's been so many.
Well, do you remember back in 1989, the two WWE wrestlers that fought the Twins, and they said, "We're not going to stop until you two towers come down."
That's right.
Yeah. That's
it seems very prevalent in American black rap stuff.
Yeah,
definitely. Like that's the most poignant ones that I've seen.
Yeah,
in coming out of that industry, like really in truth in plain sight. Because you've read through heaps of them.
Yep. Yeah. Oh look, it's one story after another coded in numbers. Like you've got the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos retained top spot for a fourth consecutive year with a net worth of 201 billion. 201. What's Jeffrey Bill Gates equal? 201. What's Timothy McVeigh, who did the 93 bombing, which was not a bombing of that childcare center in 93? What's Timothy McVeigh's name equal? 201. And if you look at that picture of that bomb blast, it literally sliced from top to bottom exactly the same. That was just an absolute. I think we said this the other week on this podcast. Yeah, everything is by design. It is just crazy. And now we've got the BA variants, Adam. We start with BA 1 and 2, which was basically a mockery of
BS.
B1 and B2, the bananas.
Yeah, BS yeah. 1 and 2. Yeah.
When you put the gematria through all the BAs, they've done this perfectly. So let me just pull this up. So if you go BA, I wrote it at the 86 for. What do I have that for? There's a reason why I had 86. Something equaled 86 with the Lethal Injection. Oh, sorry, hang on. Let me put Lethal Injection for a second. Hang on. Lethal Injection. So Leland Jenkins got the gematria of 86, and 86 also is blood sacrifice. So everything, everything by design. But if you go through the BAs, you go BA1 is got 4, which is death number. You've got BA2, 53 and 17. I'd have to pull up Zach something, but big numbers those. You go 3, you got the 6. 6 is what we got. 3, 6, and 9 are very important numbers. And something to do with Tesla, I'm pretty sure. He's got something where 3, 6, and 9 makes perfection in something I can't remember. I've read up so much stuff, I forget half the shit. 4 is 55 and 19, reversible reduction 19. You've got 5, which is 56, the big 56 number. I mean, they have coded this perfectly for this BA series. BA6, when they get to that one, 9. You've got 7, which has got 22, which is the master builder number. Number 8 has got 11, which is the master number. And 9 is 12, which reduces to 3. 3 written out in words equals 56. I mean, they have really planned this out. And if this hasn't been planned out by people, which I do struggle to think it is, and I just feel that our creator has designed all this from the get-go, because this is just amazing how it all falls together. And I just can't think that they're sitting up there going, okay, we've got to code this and code that. Are they doing that, or is it already being coded for them and they don't realize they're just playing, they're in a simulation. They're in the Matrix and they don't even realize that they're putting these together, making these things actually work number coded-wise. I don't know.
Yeah, see, it's and as well, looking at all the sports and right throughout history, how it all falls into place with the numbers, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I said on the program the other week, you know, the Queensland First Origin game last year, points to 6, 56. And then 2 weeks later, they're at the Suncorp where 56,000 people QR coded in. I mean, was that by design, by accident, by what? Just mad. I don't know how it works.
And most of the general public are asleep to it.
Yeah.
And wouldn't believe it anyway, or wouldn't have the time, patience, or
care,
or need to even look at it. But it's crazy. It is. It's like all of society is everything around us and everything that happens and everything on the TVs and everything in the news, every historical event, everything right up until this point right now has been engineered. And so it's like some kind of simulation, and all the numbers in the simulation, which would be some kind of organic computer display, that's the numbers running everything.
Yeah,
I mean, really, if you look at it, it's kind of the only film that sort of makes, when I think about it, is The Matrix, because that had all the Matrix numbers in the green, the codes, sort of like that. And when you wake up and see through it, it kind of, that's the only way. They're obviously running shit through those numbers, and people are just completely unaware throughout history. But as you said, so strongly showing you in particularly, I would say even stronger than movies, for some reason, the music industry has been so, so strong. It's very ritualistic. It's satanic, isn't it? I've sent you pictures recently. I think it was Beyonce, was it, on the horse?
Yes.
These awards and ceremonies and their blood and all their stuff. It's really symbolic and ritualistic. And all these lyrics, I guess it's more powerful in lyrics and song than actual movies at the cinema,
Well, remember, everything we say is a spell. We're spelling.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a spell. So probably more the lyrics of songs, which cast spells. And they reckon that once an album's ready to go, it goes to this very dark place where it's got to sit for 30 days while it's basically beginning its evil, seance or whatever it is, to make sure that when it goes out, it's gone out as pure evil. But everything's by design. And even some of these stories, Adam, I've said this on the show before. I've come across this story this morning because, you just can't believe anything, because these stories just make no sense. And I read them for a bit of shits and giggles and just go, let's see where this is going. So this story was about a man from Melbourne tracks down missing luggage at airport using Apple AirTags. Now, here's the crazy thing. Let me go to the first bit. Now, Shane Miller is his name, which equals 116, which you flip the six and you've got 911, right? But he's come home from Singapore, Singapore Airlines, and in mid-June, only to find his check-in luggage had not made it onto the plane. Now, Miller's $800 bag, why say it was $800? I mean, what point does that make, right? Contained over $65,000 worth of cycling gear. Okay, 65. Well, you've used the opposite of 56, the reflection. Interesting. Mm-hmm. However, after filling out a lost luggage form with the airline, his suitcase was still nowhere to be found. Well, just because you fill out a lost luggage doesn't mean you're going to find it, right? But he goes, luckily Miller had the foresight to attach an AirTag to his suitcase, so he decided to take matters into his own hands. Uploading a video, reveal how he successfully located his lost bag at Melbourne Airport. So I arrived, and then he goes, right, so I arrived home with my carry-on and no check-in luggage. So hang on, if you've got the AirTag on, why did you go home? That makes no sense, right? Apparently, Singapore Airlines, who I was flying with, was able to get the bag out of the plane to transfer to the transfer plane. And it does happen. I was in South Africa and my bag went to another location. I know it does happen. He was told to file a report. After 7 days. So it's taken him 7 days that he goes, after 7 days with no answers, Miller was sick of waiting. I've had no indication whatsoever from the airline or the baggage partner that my bag was in Australia. And so in the video, he showed how his Apple AirTag was giving him a GPS signal from Melbourne Airport. Why are we waiting 7 days for this? Is this story even real? If you've got an Apple AirTag, wouldn't you just go, I tried my Apple AirTag, it's over there? But then he says he goes into this area where there's like hundreds of bags, lost bags. I'm not going to say he's not lying on that bit, but I just don't think there's going to be hundreds of bags in one area that have been lost. So, look, people, you know, he gratefully thanked the woman in the office and took his luggage home a week after he disembarked the plane from Europe. This story just makes no sense. And I go back to so many stories I've presented on this show. They just make no sense. And we go back to that movie or that clip, Adam, you'll remember it, where back in 1968 they were making up the stories for the news in 4 years' time. What was that show?
What was it again?
Remember how he joins the newspaper or the TV news, and his job is to create the stories for 3 to 4 years' time.
Oh, the newsbenders?
Yes, newsbenders.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, this sounds like a fucking newsbender story.
Well, I see them. Yeah, a lot of our listeners probably just ignore the media, but I go through them for the podcast and to find things and to save stuff because I study it, but so much of it is just clickbait. I don't think any of it's real. And if you look at all the numbers all the time, I mean, on our Telegram channel, there's so many going up that people screenshot and send through. This one from the UK, from the Express, hot weather, warning that dehydration could lead to blood clots. then there's this one, fatal COVID caused by having sex, London. Researchers have discovered your risk of death from COVID may be linked to whether or not your very distant ancestor had sex with a Neanderthal.
That, Adam, you sent me. I mean, for fuck's sake, if that doesn't just wake you up to this shit.
This is what they're putting in the main papers all over the planet, and it's all through the news, and it's like, yeah, that's the thing. You know, people are buying the newspapers and scooting through for the sports and things like that, and they're reading some of the big headlines and stuff, but it's full of this stupid shit. And there's so many coming through with these particular things. And I notice a lot, especially in Australia and Yahoo, you know, all those kinds of things, they're all clickbait. And they've got clickbait headers. And you read them and you look at a lot of it, and it's never been so bad. And some of the stuff they're saying about COVID and variants and everything is just absolutely ridiculous. Like the one from the CDC recommendations with the sex and everything, you know, to masturbate at the distance and all this. So I've been making so many jokes about that. To wash your fetish gear?
Oh, hang on, mate, I've got to eat this off.
Who has fetish gear?
Sorry.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who has fetish gear that they got to wash off? Do you? I mean, this is, that's what I was saying on a previous podcast. They just imagine in the CDC when they're going to release that information to the world. They're just laughing their asses off.
Oh, the mockery, the daily. And look, the mockery, let me, because we've got 3 minutes. We've got a real quick one today.
That's right.
Is that we had Boris Johnson back over to see
the Ukraine. He did. He went over for another visit, and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Did you see Ben Stiller? And I told you that it was actor to actor.
Yep.
Ben Stiller has flown from Hollywood to meet with the Ukrainian president in the middle of a vicious war zone to have to have some food and have a chat and say, "I really love your work, mate."
Unbelievable. Like, but I think the best thing probably was Boris going over in the train to Ukraine. I mean, like, you're just going to jump in a train. I'll just go to the train. I'll be fine. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'll be home soon, love. Just going over to the Ukraine on the train.
Right. So now, okay. So Elon Musk's daughter is changing her name and gender. To Vivian Jenner Wilson, which equals 102, which is a reflection of 201. And then we had, I've forgotten another one. I mean, this is just fast and furious what's going on. What do I want to get out of that? And the Best Dressed Award at the Grammys. Was it our Grammys? No, at our TV Awards.
Yeah, the Logies.
Yeah, Logies was Christian Wilkinson.
Richard Wilkinson's son.
You can't call him son. He's now a female. But remember, Wilkinson was the first person to get asymptomatic of COVID.
That's right.
So Wilkinson is in on this. All right. Yep. He started the asymptomatic thing, and now his son. I mean, best dress to the son. I mean, where is this world going to? I mean, like, it's just mockery after mockery.
Yeah. So that's the Australian. TV Logie Awards, which is the sort of like a pathetic sort of event where they give each other awards for doing TV, and Richard Wilkins' son won the best dressed in a nice see-through kind of evening gown. So they're really pushing the transgender thing now, time. I've really noticed that on the back of everything that's happening, and that's because they're devaluing and debasing the culture with all this debauchery and filth. It's going to get so extreme, and I told people this after our current elections that it's going to get really crazy. You just had the Greens leader Adam Brandt talking at a press conference and removing the Australian flag. Imagine doing that in some countries. You'd be killed.
Yeah, 100%.
He got his servants to remove the flag because he doesn't like it. So the Greens leader, because the stupid Australian public have given this man and his parties, who are communists and represent the United Nations, so much power, he's going to press conference and saying, "Get rid of the Australian flag. I don't want it." So that's why I said we need to put a UN one or a Chinese flag up behind the wanker. But this is it's just going to get worse, folks.
Yeah,
and it's going to get more sick and more crazy and more insane in the next 3 years. But that just shows that it's all falling apart in my book. Yeah. I think it's all just falling apart. It has to. It can't sustain.
I still think they're in control. I really do. I really think they're in control.
I think the more I think the more crazier it gets and the more they lash out. I think it's a sign that they're getting desperate and that they're moving quicker.
Yeah.
I think if they're not doing anything and everything's okay, I don't know. I think they're getting desperate here. Many are waking up. I see those videos in Ecuador with those people just storming the parliament. I think that's next levels of the protesters, because now they're shutting off they're putting the prices up in these countries with the food and the fuel and everything, and people have just come out of lockdown and they got the jabs and now they've got to go through this. And in some of these countries, the next step is to just go bananas.
Yep, absolutely.
Civil war shit. That's what's kind of brewing, you know?
Yeah, we're not there yet because they haven't done anything so bad that enough people are pissed off.
Or they do it incrementally here so you don't sort of notice. So
the boiling frog effect, eh? Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. They still give you a little bit of a life.
I do have to zip it up.
Good stuff, buddy. Quick one today.
Yeah, real quick.
Oh, good. And we'll cover what we can on the next one anyway.
Yeah, next week for sure, buddy.
Yeah, all right. We'll chat again then.
All right, peace out, man.
All right, brother.